Things you must know before traveling China. 去中国旅游前，你一定要知道的事。
And how to use 这 for location and existence. 所以如何用这来表达你的位置和存在的物品呢？
大家好，大家好。Hello everyone. 欢迎大家。Welcome back to our Chinese school podcast. So it we're in HSK 3. 我是你们的老朋友 Melanie, and look who's back.
大家好，我是 Emily, 好久不见。
真的好久不见 Emily, 好久没和你一起录节目了。It's been a while we haven't done this together. So 你最近怎么样啊？
啊，我们最近非常好。我们去前一阵子我们去小小的旅游了一下，去了一些国家玩。你呢 Melanie, 你过得好吗？
老样子 same old, 我每天上上课休息休息。你们去了哪些国家？ Which countries did you go?
啊，我们在欧洲旅游，所以我们去了西班牙 Spain,我们也去了葡萄牙 Portugal, 我们去了一些比如说比较冷的地方 like 布达佩斯我们也去了布拉格 Braga, 所以我们去了很冷很冷的地方，也去了很热的地方。
太好了太好了。好的，那
好，所以我们来说到上课，我们今天要学什么呢？
我们今天要学 the word 这。
不过我们上一次不是学过了吗？我记得动词加这。
是的 ，good memory. But this time we're not talking about people with 这 ，we're learning how to use it with objects.
啊，真有意思。那我们快来看看吧。
Okay, everyone, as usual, we will start with a dialogue. So the setting is Melanie 和 Emily 坐在客厅里，他们在聊天。Melanie and Emily are sitting in the living room. They are chatting. Emily, 你看，桌子上放着一本书，是你在读的吗？
对呀，我昨天晚上看了一点儿，还没看完。对了，你有注意到我沙发上放着两个靠枕吗？
是的，我觉得颜色很漂亮。
谢谢，是我上个星期买的。我觉得在沙发上放着两个靠枕很温馨。
真不错呢。啊，冰箱里好像没放着水果。我刚才想吃橙子了，结果找不到。
啊，没关系，楼下的超市卖着很多的水果，我们一会儿一起去买吧。
So, today we're learning the structure. Place plus verb plus 这 plus measure word plus object. So, we use this structure to describe the state of something existing in a place. So, think of it as there is or there are in English.
So, the positive structure is place plus 这, plus verb plus 这, and then measure words, and then the object. So, let's take a look at the examples from our dialogue first. The first one is, 桌子上放着一本书. There is a book on the table. So, in this case, we know that the verb 这, 放 means to put.Normally it's to put, but in this case, it means like the book is on the table. So the second one, 沙发上放着两个靠枕. There are two cushions on the sofa. So it still means like someone put it there and then it is still there. It's not moving, it's not changing. So it is on there, lying on there.
Okay, thank you, Emily. So now here are some extra examples.教室里坐着二十个学生， There are 20 students sitting in the classroom. So here, 坐着, the students, their state is they're sitting in the classroom. And 公园门口站着一只小狗. There's a little dog standing at the park entrance. Okay, so existence of this little dog is 站着, standing.
Very good. So next, let's look at the negative form. So just add may before the verb. But remember, in negative sentence, we usually drop the major word. So let's take a look at the structure first. There's place plus may plus verb and then 这, and the end object. So we don't have any major words in this structure. So let's look at the example from the dialogue. 冰箱里没放着水果. There aren't any fruits in the fridge.
Okay, and here are some extra examples. 墙上没挂着照片. There aren't any photos hanging on the wall. 桌子上没放着手机. There isn't a phone on the table.
So, and remember, 这 here doesn't show an action. It shows a state of existence. So, now it's your turn. Let's practice with a simple question. So, how would you say, there is a cat lying on the sofa?
Please write down your answer in the comments. We'd love to see it. 大家试试吧, have a try.
Very welcome.
Okay, let's move back to our dialogue and remember what we learned today. Verb plus 这 indicates the existence. 你看,桌子上放着一本书,是你在读的吗? Look, there's a book on the table. Is that the one you're reading?
对呀,我昨天晚上看了一点,还没看完. Yes, I read it a little last night, but I didn't finish it. 对了,你有注意到沙发上放着两个靠枕吗? By the way, did you notice there are two cushions on the sofa?
是的,我觉得颜色很漂亮. Yes, I think the colors are really pretty.
谢谢,是我上个星期买的。 我觉得在沙发上放着两个靠枕很温馨. Thanks, I bought them last week. I thought having two cushions on the sofa feels really cozy.
哦,真不错呢. 啊,冰箱里好像没放着水果. 我刚才想吃橙子, 结果找不到. That's really nice. It seems there aren't any fruits in the fridge. I wanted to eat an orange just now, but couldn't find one.
哦,没关系,楼下的超市卖着很多水果,我们一会儿一起去买吧。Yeah, no problem. The supermarket downstairs is still in plenty of fruit. Let's go buy some later.
Okay, 大家, are you enjoying this episode? Thanks for being here with us. With our classes, you can make even more progress. Find everything at our website, hanyuchineschool.com. You can scan the QR code right here at this page. Welcome, 欢迎大家.
欢迎大家.
Okay, so today's cultural segment is all about travel in China. 在中国旅游. With such a big country, how people choose to travel says a lot about modern life.
Yeah, so traditionally, 传统上, many Chinese people prefer 跟团旅游, 所以跟团 with a group of people, 旅游, to travel. So a tour company organizing everything like hotels, tickets, meal, even the schedule, it's really convenient, right? It's 非常的舒适. So especially for 我的爸爸妈妈很喜欢跟团旅游，我们爷爷奶奶 也会很喜欢跟团旅游。
Yes, it's very convenient, 很方便啊. Yeah, imagine the tour company will organize for everything. 酒店, hotels, 票, tickets, meals, fun. Wow, you don't need to worry about anything. But sometimes group tours can be a little too efficient. So you visit 5 places in 1 day. So you hop off the bus, take a picture, then hop back on, so and sleep. So we say 下车拍照，上车睡觉. So Western tourists are often shocked by how fast it all goes.
That is true. That is true. In Taiwan, we say that 上车睡觉，下车上厕所. So you go to the toilet, and then back to the car, you go sleep.
So imagine, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, imagine like this is a type that some people prefer. But let's take a look at the other type. So the other type is 自驾游, so self-driving trips. More younger people would be choosing this kind of 旅游方式, right? So highways are much better now. Car rentals are easier, and you have the map app on your phone. So it's made really simple to find whatever you need, whatever you want. And you can hop on, hop off wherever you want.
So speaking of apps, 说到 APP, if you're traveling in mainland China, you'll notice that locals rely heavily on their phones. So the most common map app is 高德地图, 高德 Maps, and sometimes 百度地图, 百度 Maps. Oh, I'm so sorry to say that Google Maps isn't very reliable in China.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I personally like to do for checking out the attractions, we like to use Douyin or Xiaohongshu. So these kind of app would always have people telling you where to go, tips, good places of taking photos as well. So the Chinese version of TikTok and the Little Red Book, you can search a sense of spot and watch videos to see what it really looks like, right? So you can decide it if it's worth visiting or not.
Yeah. So for inspiration, people love Xiaohongshu, what is that, the Red Note, which is like Instagram plus Pinterest. It's not just about finding places, it's also about discovering the perfect angle or even the popular posing styles at a famous spot.
Exactly. So this is something I would say very Asian. So some particular spot in China now is actually built special platform called 网红拍照点. So it's basically to build just for taking good photos. So 你去了这些地方, 就是要拍出和抖音和小红书一样的照片, 对吗?
Exactly. Okay, so, wow, that's amazing and a bit strange, but tourism isn't only about sightseeing anymore. It's also about creating shareable photos. So in modern China, you'll see parents joining 跟团旅游 and younger people going on 自驾游. And almost everyone use Douyin, Chinese version, TikTok, and the Xiaohongshu Red Note to plan their ideal trip and their photo strategy.
Yeah, so feel free to leave us a comment. Tell us like what do you like better. For my family, my parents love 跟团旅游. I personally love 自驾游, So what about you guys? What about you, Lemley?
Every coin has two sides. So, 跟团旅游很方便啊，还有自驾游很开心。
Very good. So, let's take a look. So let's wrap up this episode. Earlier we asked you, how would you say there's a cat lying on the sofa in Chinese?
The answer is，沙发上躺着一只猫，躺着啊，lying。
So great job if you got it right. If not, it's okay. Take step by step. You can review the whole episode again. Try to understand more about the grammar.
Keep trying 啊，继续试试吧。Okay。So now it's your turn again. Can you make your own sentence using today's structure? 地方 plus verb plus 这 plus object.
So, for example, you can describe what is in your room right now. Or if you want to take the challenge to the next step, you can also try the negative structure, which is place plus main plus verb plus and then object. So, leave us a sentence in the comment section down below and share us what's around with you or what is not. So, thank you guys for staying with us till the end. If you truly want to learn Chinese with real teacher and a clear method, please visit our website, hanyuchineseschool.com, and book your first free class. So, we have coursing starting from just 39 euros, live classes, recordings, and a complete platform to help your progress step by step. So, please subscribe and give us a like. It will really help us to make this kind of content. So we hope to see you all in class.
Okay, so today we learned how to use 这 to describe the state of things in a place. For example, 桌子上放着一本书，There's a book on the table. 哦，冰箱里没放着水果，There aren't any fruits in the fridge.
而文化，我们了解了跟团旅游。还有自驾游，the classic tour traveling or the self-driving traveling.
And next time, we'll learn how to use yo to say things like both A and B.
Yes, so it's super useful for describing people, places, and situations. So don't miss it.
So see you next time. 我们下次见。
拜，
再见。
再见。